Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
life, yes, tell my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present and future,
the hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Never had to wait in line, VIP. Ain't nobody in the club girl dressed like me. You got swag, I got juice, orange, I see. Underage, don't ask CID. That's a girl, better treat her like your wifey. Low key, she probably might like me. I can't help her so fly like Mike B. It's the young one, I probably might be. Y'all throw one, then come a rainstorm. Grab an umbrella, or get rained on. I'm going hard in the paint, get banged on. In the forecast, it's more cash. I got paper trail, where the hell is your cash? I breeze past on the breezes, let her hold my chain and they all start teasing. More money like Keen.
Like
I ball, all star weekend. Steal bread in the bread box, money in the shoe box, game in the headlock. When I ball, I'ma ball all the way. When I set, I'ma set all the way.
International Radio. This shit's wicked. So everybody, shut up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back with Young Verge, y'all.
That was good. What's good, people? What's happening?
Yeah, man. That was nice, man. Nice. Right, hey, man. Well, let's start off, man. Let's tell everybody about Young Verge, man. I know you've been into this for a little while now. What got you going, man? What made you decide that you want to do hip hop?
All right. Well, I've always been a fan of hip hop. You know, growing up, you know, my mother, she used to, my mother, she was an R&B, she's an old school R&B lady, but you know, she loved her jams like Curtis Blow, LL. You know, I started my first rap when I was like 9, but I really started taking it serious when I was probably like in 7th and 8th grade, you know, so about 14, 15, I was like, okay, well, this is what I want to do. And I got more focused on it to like, really be dedicated when I was at least about 15, 16. So I got serious when I was about 15, 16.
Wow, so you've been doing this for a couple of days, too. So you didn't see, like, you know, the different sounds and stuff change, you know. Who would be some of the artists that you would listen to right now? Who do you think is really on top of their game?
Right now, some of the artists I would listen to, you know, definitely like, you know, artists like Lil Wayne, Drake, Rick Ross, definitely. I've been peeping some underground artists as well, like Big Crit, you know. I seen how Wiz Khalifa came up from the underground scene, burning up the underground scene, and moving into the commercial scene. So like I pay attention to a lot of underground artists who are not really on TV, but definitely like, you know, artists like Rick Ross, his new guy Meek Mill, and you know, people like Wale and things like that. So very diverse. So.
Mm-hmm. How are you in this new age, this computer technology? How are you with all that?
Well, you know, they call us the what do they call us? Sort of like the millennium generation. We really into our gadgets and stuff like that. So I'm comfortable with it. I know other people, you know, other people came before us. They have to get adapted to it. But you know, growing up with computers really makes things more available, you know, the internet, almost everything is available on the internet, so that really, it's a reliable resource, so
no,
I'm pretty comfortable with it.
The reason I ask you that is for a reason, man, because, like, I've been doing this thing, man, since dinosaurs was, you know what I'm saying, so we didn't really have, you know, the computer, so I was one of those guys that when they first started uploading music on the internet, you know, I had to learn after I didn't pay like 500 different people to pay 500 other people because nobody really knew. You know what I mean? Nobody really knew because it was new and everybody was learning, you know. So I look back at a lot of artists that I know that are still aren't computer lit. You know what I mean? And in terms of how the music is served, you know, it's not a whole lot of one stops, mom and pop stores. It's not a whole lot of way to serve, you know, the music like it used to be, you know. So, again, it's one of the things where you have to adapt and stay current. But the reason I kind of ask that is because another reason I deal with a lot of artists, and some artists don't even really understand how powerful the internet is and how important it is to be computer literate, and they don't understand how important it is, the whole social networking, how to touch your fans, you know.
Right.
Every artist can touch their fans nowadays, you know what I mean? But you have artists out here that feel like, you know, that's not beneath them. But in a way, yeah, they feel like they want everybody else to do it. You know, they don't even want to do no social networking themselves, you know. But then I see well-established artists, they be tweeting like crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They be touching their fans because they know people don't really have to spend their money or support any artist nowadays because ain't nobody really got no money, really.
Right.
So if you're going to support an artist, you got to feel connected to that artist, you know. So that's
right.
Kind of like where I was going with that question, man. So I'm glad to hear that you're on top of that and you understand how powerful that is. You know, it's really good to hear. You don't really hear that in a lot of young artists is really in touch that way. So big ups to you.
I don't appreciate that. Appreciate that. Just trying to stay. I really just try to stay ahead of the game, you know. As far as the social networking, I'm very active with my Twitter. You know, Twitter has kind of made me. This might sound crazy, but Twitter has kind of made me neglect my Facebook, sort of. You know, because us here in college, you know, it kind of starts in high school, but when you get in college, you're like, okay, well, I'm really on Twitter. And you try to scramble and see who can get more followers out of you and your friends. So it's kind of like a friendly competition between, you know, me and my homeboys. So we can be like, well, I got this many followers. Oh, bro, I just got 50 followers last night. You know, I just tweeted this. And then, you know, just like you said, it is a great tool to be more in touch with your fans because – people who follow me, I follow all my fans back, you know, and I might do a song one night, you know, and if it's a good record, we can put it up for download for free and just tweet it, and everybody goes crazy off just one tweet, and you don't have to go through like a whole process of people just getting the song, you know.
Right, and that's powerful, man. That is so powerful right there. So let me see. People that just joined us, we've got Young Verge on Once Live. If you want to chime in, do so at any time. Hit number 1 on your phone. Let us know. You can join in at any moment. call in number.
Holla at us.
347-308-8747. Call in and tell us what's good. All right, let's see what else we got by you, man. See what else we got. You know, bless our listeners. Well, let's try a swagger shot, man. That sound like something, man. That sound like reflective. How did you write that, man? What was your inspiration for that one?
Well, swagger shot really came from like I had the verses wrote. R.I.P. to the homie Dollar of Convict Music. I had used his beat. This is like back in like 2008, summer 2008. You know, high school student, fresh out of summer school. I'm like, well, I gotta write me a song. I gotta write me a joint for the summer. You know what I'm saying? Like sort of a soundtrack song that they can play when I'm in the club or something like that. You know, cause everybody wants to feel themselves.
Right.
So,
right.
My homeboy, our in-house producer, Fresh Entertainment, Wiz Wonder, he had this beat with this stupid drum pattern on it. You know what I'm saying? And it was banging. So I was thinking like, okay, I'm feeling that. That's gonna go in the clubs. He put the pattern on it, the sync pattern. You're gonna hear it in the track. And I was just like, okay, well, I got these verses. And me and him, we kind of went back and forth for the hook. We was like, okay, swagger shot. You know, take a picture when you see us, basically.
All right, y'all, stick and stay. We'll be right back. This swagger shot, Young Verd.
Like a model, do it like a million dollars. Pumping the cash, as I walk into the door, this all discussions about my swag, hit them singing so disgusting. Got a pocket full of cash, my outfit bad. Dudes mean nothing cause they broad, think I'm sexy. Something on them heavy, couldn't block me like a lid. Jewels sitting pretty, their performance needs a grand. In the sky, space man, glowing from my bling, man. I am fly, think I'm lying, try and get my wings back. Girls start to choo-choo, they like how I coordinate my forces with my cruiser. They know I'm hot, like I'm starring in the movie. Goes out there cause I can do it. 20,000 from the music. Went to the mall, I'm blew it. D's for the danger, man. Z for the sneaker, man. 5 for the top, I gave sun to the season with. When I step down, got you suckers wide silent. Cause the diamonds probably shining, but my fingers on the body. Feel like $1 million popping tags. Got them back, cause my swag's so hot. Swagger shot, swagger shot. See them, see them, see them. Snap a picture, do I'm popping tags. Yeah, like a model, I feel like $1 million popping tags. I'm who all the females wishes they was dancing with. Cars in a 24, I'm riding on the elephant. Clothes that I bought, man, your closet was irrelevant. I'm hustling for the nose to go, rubber pants over here. Gears from the Far East, I'm shopping at a studio. And these who dance, you religious, I got both of those. Clean white tees and feet pieces, I got both of those. Yeah, no shame, neck, same guy, I'm Air Jordan, got me air walking, I don't time up. Big selection of my chick collection, I can line them up. My worst chick can be your dime, you will never have as much. Wink gets a female, whispering in ear, telling her all the details. You can make a fantasy real, she knows she will. Take a breath away and give it back. Now let it drop, while the young and boy fat. Like a model, feel like $1 million popping tags. Got them back, cause my swag so. Swagger shot. You see the flag, see the flag. Snap a picture, bitch, you I'm popping tags. Like a model, feel like $1 million popping tags. Got them back, cause my swag so. Swagger shot. Yeah, I'm dressed like a model on my 93 Will Smith fresh. Paparazzi see me and they try to get their best fit. Dudes wanna beat me, it ain't easy, so they bite me. And my swag is top notch, try to copy and look sloppy. I'm just teasing for the photo. Tracking all the girls in my office, Dodger logo. That's your girlfriend, she told me she came solo. Saw her sleeping on my polo, make a wish. Camera flash and my diamonds all the new switch. Had a peel dress to kill, see my style might stay up. Haters everywhere I go, they pissed off, I see it, bruh. White tees are wearing once and trash it when they time is up. Your girl, I call when she call back, begging, I'm picking up. Walking to the crowd, mouth drop like it's a stick up. Trying to lick my sneakers, cause they exclusive, come pick your lips up. Swag shit.
ship the bag and all shine like the Big Dipper. Cologne is so cool, it might be a triple red alone. Feel like $1 million popping tape. Got them back, cause my swag so hot, so hot. Swagger shot, swagger shot. You see the flag, see the flag. That's a picture, bitch. Boy, I'm popping tape. Yeah, like a model. Feel like $1 million popping tape. Got them back, cause my swag so hot, so hot. Swagger shot. Swagger shot, you see the flag, see the flag. That's a picture, picture. You want poppin' tape?
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Had a little brief little technical difficulties. I heard somebody else's conversation, though, talking about
already. Already. That's my manager, Big Royski. You know, he, you know, phone stayed booming. Try to get him up. You know.
He back there. On the air doing big things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're going to have to get a cut, too.
Right, right.
Yeah, swagger shot. That was hot, man. Tell us what's happening with your man and your town, man. You going out on the road pretty soon, man. What you got lined up?
I'm looking to go out on the, onto the road real soon. You know, I'm not too sure what's going on this summer. I know I'm really going to be working on a lot more music this summer, man, because, you know, finishing up my first semester of college. I had my last final today, so I'm done. I'm done with my first year of college, my bad. And I really just grown as an artist, so I got a whole new outlook on how I really want to advance my craft. So I'm going to be working on a lot of music this summer. Hopefully in the fall, people will start seeing me on college campuses, rocking more shows. You know, I might even be in some cafeterias, might be in some dorm rooms. You just never know with us. You know, because we try to do the unthinkable, basically, or stuff that you know some artists think they're too good for. You know, we just try to really connect with the people. So I definitely
right.
will be on tour to different colleges this fall.
Are you doing any collabs with anybody?
I'm open for collabs, but I'm really just I haven't really reached out to anyone yet. But like once I really get comfortable with my craft, you know, I'm really gonna start reaching out to different artists. You know, R&B artists, pop artists, other rap artists. You know, definitely original type hip hop artists. You know, rock artists, like really everybody who's hungry and has a passion for just making good quality music for the fans, really.
Right, right. Well, yeah, definitely have your people let us know when you're ready, man. But, you know, you said an important thing. You know, you got to be comfortable with you first, you know, before you jump out there with somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. You definitely got to be comfortable with what you're doing, man. You know, but definitely, and I know your manager was telling me something about you guys and just finished a mixtape, or are you still working on it?
Yes, sir. School Days, the official mixtape, we just dropped that thing yesterday. I want to say yesterday around 3 or 4. So it's been out for about 24, 25 hours. We dropped it on hotnewhiphop.com. And we've been getting a lot of good feedback on it. You know, it was my first like official mixtape. Like before, I was signed to Fresh Entertainment, which is our independent label. I always did little mix CDs, but this is the serious one. This is the one that counts. You know, so School Days the mixtape. You know, my dog DJ Steady Groove over in Germany, he mixed it and he hosted it. You know, he's the one that did the scratching and things on it. My big homie Los Incredible, he put the master mix on it, and you know, he made that thing sound real clear, and we got it mastered over at Harris Hits over in Indianapolis, my hometown. So you know, it takes you on a journey, sort of a college student who's, you know, doing these things. Like, he's an average college student, but when he talks, when he flows, you know, you don't even think he's an average college student, because he's doing stuff that college students do, but just on a bigger scale.
Right. Well, let our listeners, man, know where they can go get it.
All right. Well, you can most definitely it will be on hotnewhiphop.com. When you go to hotnewhiphop.com, hold on, right now, hold on. Hotnewhiphop.com. When you go to hotnewhiphop.com, you click the mixtapes tab, and you type in Steady Groove, STEADY space Groove, GROOVE, and School Days, the mixtape, Semester 1 should pop up. If not, just type in my name, which is Young Verge, YOUNGVERGE. If any of our listeners have Twitter, make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Young Verge, YOUNGVERGE. I will follow you back, and I will keep tweeting this link for the mixtape. So, and when downloading the mixtape, you just click the red button that says download. You'll see it when you go on hotnewhiphop.com, and it's a free download. So, you know, make sure you go get that. You don't want to miss out on nothing. It's free, you know.
Yeah. Hold on, man. Seems like somebody else right here want to join us.
All right.
317, you're on with it. Come on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How about you? Who are we speaking to?
I'm doing
to?
Well. This is Jazzy, vice versa, from Indiana, but I live in Alabama now.
All right.
And I actually have a question for Young Verge.
What's good? What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, man? How you been? How you doing?
I'm good. Excited. You know, I've been anticipating this.
Yes, ma'am.
So... my question is a two-part question. What was your inspiration for this mixtape, and what message do you plan to send out? What do you want your listeners to gain from the mixtape, from listening to it, from your lyrics, and what do you plan to accomplish with this mixtape and thereafter?
First of all, my inspiration for this mixtape, I was kind of in an ignorant mindset when we were first thinking of a mixtape to do. You know, I had a different title and a different concept, but then my people, you know, my production team, they was like, well, you're in college, maybe you should just, you know, give them a little of that college life. And we used the Spike Lee movie, which was School Days, which was, you know, it's a classic movie. We used element from that and kind of plugged it into my situation. So my inspiration was really, you know, just going to class, you know, and being a freshman in college, people back in my high school, they knew that I did music, but this was kind of like my formal introduction to my college peers to be like, you know, well, you know, this is who I am, you know, I don't know who y'all heard of, but this is me, this is what y'all gonna be listening to from now on. And the message I want people to get from my music is that, you know, I'm just a regular human being going through the same problems they go through, going through the same experiences, you know, relationships, family problems, you know. I be feeling myself in the club just like they do, you know, but I just want to be the voice for the people, you know. That's really what I want to touch on with this mixtape, the first mixtape. And I also wanted to serve as a formal introduction to where me showcasing different talents on different genres of music, you know, because if you listen to the mixtape, it's not just southern tracks, it's not just backpack tracks, it's not just pop tracks, it's very diverse. So I really just want people to, you know, listen to the skills I got.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I'm so excited for you. You know I'm excited, and I've been seeing this, so, you know, I'm online already, downloading, can't wait.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
good luck.
Yeah.
All the way.
Bye-bye.
Like you got a real fan there. Stick and stay, man. Well, that's good, good. Hold on, man. Stick and stay. We'll be right back, y'all, with Young Birds.
All
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a client in your life, girl. So, baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen.
Shorty, you look fantastic. The moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy. He was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride. Your seatbelt fast and I'll fly out of this real dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love. Come on, girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breast sit up. Blab my gas so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a client in your life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
seen. Relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boat. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a play girl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, cause saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance, and from your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine. And it's solar fly, and I'm solar fly.
I'm
that's
so fly. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get into what you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right. I deserve one of you. You're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right.
I deserve a body, you deserve a client in your life, girl.
So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen. You never seen. You never seen. You never
good as phenomenon. You're tuning in to I Am Indy with K Diddy on Blog Talk Radio. Get it right, man.
All the time, I'm all day, I nigga, I'm
yo, 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 we back with Young Verge. Join us live today.
What's good? What's going on, everybody? What's happening? How y'all day going? I'm trying to see how the people feeling, because I'm feeling good right now.
Yeah, today, me too, boy. Today, hump day, man. I'm sitting up here crying about these gas prices, man. I think they're trying to fool us, man. I think they're trying to distract us again, man. What you think?
How much is gas
where you live?
I think I seen gas at $4.16. Last time I checked, how much is it out your way?
We like $4.25, $4.27.
Woo, woo.
You know what I'm saying? But I think they're trying to distract us with this Bin Laden thing, man. They got everybody all focused on that, and people ain't realizing now it take you $15 to go to the store to get a loaf of bread.
Right, right. Yeah, I think like it's such a subject to like I have so much to say about it, but it's just like, you know, I listen to people, you know, talk about it, but it's just like, you know, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, what are you going to do about it? You know, I really think we should start protesting. I know people, you know, it's hard to get money out here. People got to go to work. This summer, I think people need to start riding, you know, the public bus, hopping on bicycles, you know, start getting in shape, hopping on bicycles. You know what I'm saying? Like, people complaining about the gas prices. I mean, the gas prices is going to do what the gas prices is going to do. And the whole, you know, the whole Bin Laden thing, I really, you know, I'm not no professional on that, so I really don't even, like, hold pride, no opinion on that situation. But, yeah, the gas prices
crazy. Well, the good thing about what we do and the fact that we are artists and the fact that we touch a lot of people, you know what I mean, and we are living within this thing, and the only reason I'm speaking of it is because I know how it's making me feel, things that I normally would want to do, I have to think about it twice, you know what
right.
I'm saying? You know, and it's making me not drive what I want to drive. And I know, you know, just by paying attention, I know it's not for no other reason but, you know, greed and stuff. You know, it'd be different if it wasn't, if there was really a true oil shortage and stuff like that. But,
right.
You know, I just touch on that because I want us to think more. You know, I think people need to think more, and I do agree with you. You know, if we could come together, all of us, on truly one common good and boycott some of this stuff, I think the gas price would go down where it'd be reasonable, and people wouldn't be so strained up like they are now, and people would have more money to go spend on our music.
Right.
That sounded selfish, didn't it?
Yeah, they I mean, but you know, everybody got to eat. But I think the people who raise them gas prices, they eating pretty good, you know. So
they eating real good. They ain't having no losses, man. They still getting billions, dude.
Right.
You know, billions, man. You know, they just went over there and took my man out, and, you know, they got all the oil and everything. They got that oil there. They got this oil here. They got everybody's oil. And still, man, we having these crazy prices, man, for no reason, man. I'm still complaining about it because it's making us do other things.
Yeah, it's just outrageous. You know, it's making us sacrifice, you know, some personal things. You know, want to go on a date, you'd be like, baby, we can either pay for the movies or I can pay for the gas. You know, I got to choose.
Yeah, I can give my son or daughter piano lessons, or, you know, I'm going to have to save this money for gas so I can get them to school for the rest
right.
of the month.
Right.
You know, it makes people make concessions where really they shouldn't have to. And I tell people all the time, you know, money only means something to the people that don't have it. It don't mean anything to the people that do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But check this out, man. What else? Did we play Self-Made?
No, we haven't played Self-Made yet.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, listeners, 347-308-8747, hit number one. Let us know that you're there. We'd love to hear what you got to say. While we got Young Verge with us, a very young man, he's taking time out to come join us today, and, hey, we appreciate that. But stick and stay, y'all. Here's Self-Made, Young Verge.
You just tuned in to Fresh Entertainment Radio. Prepare your speakers for an internal meltdown.
Good morning, this is your wake-up call.
You are not damaged to Fresh Entertainment mixtape. Now run that shit.
I'm self-made, underdog. I can get my own, you ain't gotta run me, dog. I'm self-made. I'm self-made. It was all a dream, covers of the magazine, double XL t-shirt. Window shopping at the mall. I keep it all to y'all cause I ain't had a hide the ball. Go to Louis, but they ain't never take off. Got a job at Penn Station, it ain't never pay off. Saved up with a grill, damn near 3 years. I ripped my apron off, minimum wage ain't shit. Dropped a couple songs on my late night shift and couldn't understand why DJs wouldn't play my shit. Tried doing shows, but promoters wanna charge me. Brought a throwaway in case the jacket's tryna rob. Got my rifle, where I'm from, niggas heartless. They ain't sharing plates, if you ain't grinding, then you're starving. Change the swag up to every rapper tryna call me. I'm the biggest secret on my mama, you can't stop. I'm self-made, underdog. I can get my own, you ain't gotta run me, dawg. I'm self-made.
up again. Got back to that mail again. Quest they told me, said I had it. I got hell to give. Got my name hot, swag and shot.
Who the hell is this?
Got my name hot, swag and shot.
Who the hell is this?
Got my name hot.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
DJ, mixing the beat.
Beat with the hottest DJ.
Black Mountain Productions Incorporated and Green Living Nevada are presenting the Indie Music Fest, May 21st, being held at Sunset Park, Las Vegas. This is not your typical festival. Three stages to support over 40 of the best unsigned indie bands representing hip-hop, rock, urban, adult contemporary, and punk from all across the United States. There will be a car show, 5K run and walk benefiting Habitat for Humanity, wrestling sports activities, headliners, video lounge for kids of all ages, Green and Artist Village, music industry VIPs, and food. Also an extensive list of vendors with themed products and services covering music, sports, health, recreation, family, environment-friendly, and so much more. Pre-order your tickets for $15 online at theindiemusicfest.com or purchase them for $20 at the door. Bring in three non-perishable food items for a $5 discount. The Indie Music Fest, May 21st at Sunset Park. This is certainly a one-of-a-kind event not to be missed.
Yay, yay. Welcome back to I Am MB with your boy K Dizzle and Young Verge.
What's good, people? What's happening? What's going on? How y'all doing?
Man, we certainly appreciate you taking time out, man, to come hang out with us, man, and bless us with
your music. I appreciate y'all allowing me on the show, man.
You know, definitely, definitely. But look, before you jet, man, before you go, give us one thing. Give us one thing as a young artist that you would give to the listeners or other artists out there that's trying to do what you do. What would you tell them that would kind of help them stay on the, you know what I'm saying, the right track? Because there's so many distractions out there. What has helped you stay focused?
All right. One thing I would say, a few things I would say is, first of all, stay true to yourself and what you believe in. You know, anything that goes against your morals, as you, for those who are trying to get into this industry, anything that goes against your morals, I wouldn't really condone in that. You know what I'm saying? Because that can change you as a person. You know what I'm saying? In a negative way. Always have the hunger to grow. You have to keep that hunger. You know, because you know once you lose the hunger, you know the passion goes sour. You know that's what my team has always told me. Just keep the hunger for success. Basically, second of all, know it's a business and learn the business. You know, it's not really a personal matter. You know, it's like a lot of things are looked at as a business aspect. One of the things, you know, building relationships with certain people, you know, most of the relationships won't be on a personal base because the root will always be from business. So just know it's a business and learn the business so you can get in the business and, you know, make the right decisions, make the right financial decisions, you know. Really just keep grinding, just keep your name out there and keep working on your craft, you know, and right. always have a base of support. When you have a great foundation, you know, you have a great tree. you know what I'm saying, your tree will grow. It will grow and it will be strong. So always have a good team for support, you know, and just always just stay true to yourself.
Well, definitely, man. That was powerful, man. And anything we can do for you to help on this end, man, you know, you got that, man. And I want to give a shout out too for to your moms, man. We over here, we salute you. You know what I'm
appreciate
saying? You put us another strong soldier out here, you know, because you know it was my mom and my aunt, which was the matriarch of my family, you know, that got me, you know, into the music business at a very, you know, early age, you know, mm-hmm. So. You know, looking back on it now, you know, 7 gold records and 2 plats later, you know, I didn't do all that bad, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But I'm still grinding, you know what I'm saying? And every time I talk to, you know, young gentlemen like yourself, you know, I get motivated all over and inspired all over again. So definitely, man, keep on doing what you're doing and, you know, keep us up on what you got happening. And like I said, shout out to your manager, too. I'll holler at him, man, later on, I'm sure. And come back and join us, man, anytime you get ready, man. And I know you're going to tweet this show so you can get all your little listeners to come back and hear how great you was today.
For sure. Appreciate you. You know, appreciate you, K. Dizzle, getting me on the show, man. I appreciate that. That's love, for real.
All right, man, we're going to get you back, and we're going to get you on this end, too, man, because we got some shows coming up on this end. But if you don't got to run, hang on, listen to us, man. We're going to play some more music, man, and we're going to keep on rolling, man. Appreciate you.
Already.
All right.
Hello, baby. You just tuned in to WHOOD, and I got a special request that goes out to Mary Jane. This is for you, baby girl, for you.
1956 Jaguar Roadster, 5-inch white walls on Goodyear tires, fire engine red, chrome on front and rear, white interior, tall black, it's Wonder Bread. I'm feeling hurt, I'm in pain, miss my girl. I was hoping I could see you again, Mary Jane.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
That's what they say when I drive.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I bloodshot red cause I'm sore.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I'm trying to find my girl, Mary Jane.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop,
doo-wop. Mary Jane, the most popular girl in high school, in my hood, in my world. She's so dynamite, she's so out of sight. She's so sweet that you can't help but kiss her twice. Feeling hurt, I'm in pain. Miss my girl, Mary Jane. We made love for the first time last night, and I was hoping I could see you again. Smoking my eyes.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
That's what they say when I drive.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I push out bread cause I'm sore.
Doo-wop, 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 doo-wop.
I'm trying to find my girl Mary Jane. Oh, 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 oh. Oh,
AKA Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin.
Where my warriors at?
If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California. Look that you legalize the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans.
Yeah.
We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man.
I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean.
No, 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 no. Anyang Hashamika, ha ha. Said Suli, Serang Hamnita.
Yeah.
He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling dope and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling meth and they got him.
They got him.
Yeah. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect me, King of South Sun. But like Rockin' Man Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's legal as the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana. If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Treasury.
What's happening? This Smoke the Low giving a big shout out to K Diddy. Stay up, man. I am indie.biz. It's World Movement Records on the rise all the time. We stay up, we stay strong. Ain't no stopping.
Say, God wants you to be either hot or cold. He don't want you to be lukewarm. So whatever you do, you make sure you do it. Do it right.
I can't afford to throw caution to the wind. You see, I'm a three-strike candidate. I conduct myself in an orderly fashion to secure all of my battleships and rejuvenate off of any fracture. See, I'm so spectacular that I can create a massacre by utilizing my vernacular. People in my profession don't mess with no scary people. Our work isn't very legal. Our tools are deemed very legal. We know how to bury people, completely erase identities with business-like mentalities and homicidal tendencies. See, all of my associates are considered to be superior. Approach is wrong if you're inferior and will leave your brains on your interior. I know people that's into robbing, pimping, and selling colossal stones. See, I be on something different. I'll turn you into a fossil, homie. When it comes to elimination, no hesitation. I get to popping on him, metamorphing to a tank, rolling over anything that's blocking on me.
Hoping y'all get this, man. They say all or nothing, that's what I mean.
way. I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. All or nothing is the way. I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life.
If I have reason to believe the reward has less value than the consequence, I'll go ahead and let it slide. But recognize that common sense. It's obvious that I was sent. I would have ran if I was him. But the chances of him getting hurt by me right now is probably slim. Depending on my mood, I remain mild in situations. As God's child, I'll still be facing different trials and tribulations. But I still smile on these occasions. If I frown, may he erase it. If I frown, may he erase it. If I frown, may he erase it. I put it down on many cases. Bullets found in many places. He set me down in what he says. Acknowledge me in all your ways. I gave you talent on these faces. So slow down before you waste it. So slow down before you waste it. So slow down before you waste it. I then diverted my train of thought. Discovered ways to pay the cost. At certain times I gained a profit. At other times obtained a loss. But I ain't came to play the false. I played the game. The game was sold. I gained the same and came to stay and keep my anger in a vault. All or nothing is the way. I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. All or nothing is the way. I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. A lot of people may consider smoke the loaf to the body, but when a lot is on my mind, I my right to remain silent, in which I take the time to pray for God to guide me through the day. To ride beside me, though I may relax, but who am I to say? It's hard to see within the fog and mist. I reminisce about my providence. I often sit and thank God about how he got me out of it. I'm one of them people talented enough to learn a rope. Do what's necessary to get to the top, but I still preserve the rope. I don't plan on falling, there's no need to burn a rope. So you gotta crawl before you walk and also possess the urge to grow.
Nothing is the way. I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life. All or nothing is the way. I choose to live this day by day. And now I pray to end my strife and adversaries in my life.
Yeah, that was Smoke the Loke. Hey, I want to give all my family a big shout out. You know, Jackie, Coda Grooves, Kermit, Superstar Central, and all the World Movement family. Because without y'all, would none of this be possible, you know. We come to y'all every Wednesday, 2 o'clock on I Am Indie, and try to play the best, the new of unsigned R&B, hip-hop, country, jazz. You know, it don't matter to us. Whatever it is, whatever is good, you know, we're going to bring it to you, try to keep you up on point and with all of that. But thanks again. Much love to y'all. And thanks for joining us. And we're going to end it with a World Movement record single, What It Do, Girl. Join us next week, same time, worldmovement.com.
Hot track. Phenomena. I want to welcome y'all back one more time with another exclusive. This goes out to all the lovely ladies, all the grown and sexy, all the fly and fabulous ladies. I got one question for y'all. Get attracted.
What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you. What it do, girl? What it do, girl? What it do, girl? With me and you.
Must be deceiving me, I ain't believing me. All the girls in the world, and I ain't seen one fine as she or her. Made me stumble on my words, made me praise the Lord, hallelujah, but I'm not in church. It works, lock your eyes with the master plan exchange of the names, leave the shaking of the hands. A little conversation, cause I knew I'd make her laugh. It's instant, that instinct, the seventh time I add, knew she had the qualities I'm looking for, topping all the last that a man couldn't ask for more. Know she got her own, that's a reflection of her credit score. Material you the visuals and living in this girl's world. So of course a relation I pursue. I bust it so she loves it like a Cupid's got the flu. It's true.
I ain't seeing flies, you shawty girl, I'm pursuing, I'ma see what it do.
What it do, girl, what it do, girl, what it do, girl, with me and you. What it do, girl, what it do, girl, what it do, girl, with me and you. What it do, girl, what it do, girl, what it do, girl, with me and you. What it do, girl, what it do, girl, what it do, girl.
Things for my dream, just throw it in the bag. Cause when we out shopping, don't worry about the tag. The Lexus is breathless, like you sport a gag. Don't trip off what you had, now you made it to the big league. So much Visa swipe that your arms get fatigued. Just ask, baby girl, you can have what you please. If you lack in that plastic, about the double D's. Didn't mean to offend you. Think of it like a list, show you what I can do. Know you independent in yourself, you can handle. If you wish to assist, let me know what it is. I forever got you, I'm patient with patience. Like I was your doctor, I know that you got options. The best never lose, so if you wanna win a baby, tell me what it do.
What it do, girl, what it do, girl, what it do, girl, with me and you. What it do, girl,